Hello and welcome to the first off-season edition of the End Zone podcast. I put up a little update pod earlier today just because I wanted to let you guys know we're still alive. And we were going to do a free agency primer tonight, but our lovely guests backed out and we were left with nothing. But you know, me and my good friend Christian Castain, who is here, we couldn't leave this NFL offseason untouched. Not a lot has happened, but there's enough to give 15, 20 minutes so you can enjoy this tomorrow morning, and hopefully this will help get you through your until we have our next podcast. But Chris, thank you for showing up. You have moved across Georgia far and wide to a new location. How'd that go?
It's still in the process. I would say it's been kind of slow, but I guess it's gone well for the most part. This is my second night here, third night here.
I've never moved before, so I don't really know the feeling. But do you like the new house? Yeah. No, I've lived in the same house my entire life.
Wow. Yeah. I've moved this is like my third or fourth time moving. But anyway, I like it, I think. Right now it's a little loud, like when I'm talking, I hear an echo because there's literally no furniture in here. All the furniture, only thing we have is the couch and the left seat. So right now it's a little weird, but I think it'll be better once we get the furniture in here. It'll look better and I'll like it better, but right now it's a little odd.
Empty. Empty. I can see how that would be. How's the weather out there in Georgia?
Warm. I think it up to about 75 today, actually, which is pretty warm for here.
It's warm for here too, but warm for here is like 50. So,
oh gosh.
But listen, I like a brisk warmth. Like, I don't like anything too hot. I like something mildly hot. Speaking of heat, sweet tea clenches the sweats of mid-February. You still owe me some sweet tea. Is that ever coming? The listeners need validation.
I told you to come by the end of February. It's still scheduled to come by the end of February.
Okay.
I'll have it out soon. The fans understand that I'll have it out soon.
I know, we have the best fans, but I did promise that I would drink it live on the air, so we're going to have a segment one of these days on our off-season podcast when I get that, and maybe it'll just be a 10-minute podcast where we talk about sweet tea. I wouldn't be totally against that, but no, I don't
that'd
know.
That'd be a pretty neat segment, you drinking the sweet tea on the podcast.
I can't wait. And ladies and gentlemen, if this is a little bit less straight on football related, well, that's good. Our goal this offseason is kind of to loosen up a little bit and, you know, just talk a little bit more, talk the talk. And, you know, Chris, my question for you was this. Are you going to go see Black Panther this weekend?
No.
Oh, no, you're moving.
No way I'm going to be able to go watch Black Panther this weekend. I might eventually watch it when it comes on the TV, or when it comes where you can rent it on DirecTV or whatever, but that's not going to fit the schedule this weekend. Are you going to go watch it?
No. No. I don't know why I brought that up. I'm going to watch the NBA Dunk Contest and the NBA All-Star Game this weekend. I was watching a little bit of the Rising Stars contest a little bit earlier. Donovan Mitchell was killing it, so that was good.
I really want to watch the All-Star game this time. I think it's going to be a lot better this time with them paying them like, I think they're paying them like $100,000.
Dude, there's still going to be no defense.
I'm hoping it's going to be better. Like, at least they'll pay more defense than they have, because we know they play no defense normally.
Let me make a case for playing no defense in the All-Star game. Sure. It's that way in every sport, but I don't know. I kind of like the NBA with no defense. It's literally just a dunk contest, which is awesome. Like, as long as, if you go into it thinking you're going to have, like, this awesome, like, intense game, you're wrong and you're foolish to think that, because no All-Star game is that. But the NBA is by far the best All-Star game, because the players still want to go out and have fun with their friends from around the league and basically throw each other huge alley-oops and try to pull off crazy dunks. Last year you had LeBron James shooting it like basically a normal three-point shot from like the edge of a logo. That was pretty cool to watch. Like, I mean, you don't, like, it's not, I guess I don't understand why people expect defense in an All-Star game. I think the charm of All-Star games is how much uninhibited, pure offense there is.
Well, yeah, and that's the matter between opinion of offense and defense. Do you like offense or defense better? Some people like offense, some people like defense, which is okay.
No, I'm talking in, I like defense, but I know defense isn't going to get played in the All-Star game, so I'm just saying, I think people should just buy into all offense for the NBA All-Star game.
Well, for me, I think I just want a little more defense. It doesn't have to be like a normal game, like a playoff game. I don't expect that kind of defense. It's just not going to happen. It's not worth it for the players. They don't want to risk injury. I understand all of that. But for me, I want to see some kind of defense, some kind of competitiveness other than just dunking on each other. And I don't know. I think it could be better. I don't, like, it's, our, the score of this game is probably going to be still in the 140s, 150s, if not
I think
higher.
It's going to, bold prediction, I think it could hit 200, because you look at, like, that game between the Thunder and the Cavs recently.
Oh,
like,
gosh, yeah.
The Thunder got to, like, 147 on the Cavs, and they were still playing defense, and the Cavs' defense is the worst. There's going to be less defense in this game than there was in that one. I wouldn't be shocked if we got to, like, 170, 180, 190. Maybe 200's pushing it a little bit, but I definitely think it's a lock to have more than 150 points scored for one team.
No, definitely. But combined, I think it'll be at least 330 points. Because I kind of toss between. I hope for
330 is really high. Maybe
for both teams. For both teams, that's about.
That's still pretty high.
That's about 160 each.
You think it's gonna be that close? I feel like every one of these games, like in the last, like it's pretty competitive for the first half as far as offense goes, and then someone misses like two or three dunks, and like the West last year just pulled away with it in the second half.
Well, the difference is because you have some of the West players playing on LeBron's team. It will be a little.
Well, that wasn't exactly my point, but.
Right, but I mean, that's the difference for me. I mean, it'll be a little, I think, taking, just kind of dividing it between the LeBron and Steph will help some as far as as far as closeness of the game. But I still, like I said, I would hope for 140s, 140-ish, but I don't think there'll be that much more competitiveness in this game. Defense. But I expect, like I said, I expect it to be a little better. I would say about 160 is reasonable for this game, and then it could get better as the years go. But that's besides the point.
Yeah, well, I'm hyped for this game. The NBA NBA All Star Weekend is the best All Star Weekend hands down, in my opinion. And I'm not even like basketball. NBA isn't even on the top of like my sports list. But they do it better than the Pro Bowl. They do it better than the NHL. And part of it is because even though, now don't take this out of context, yes, basketball is a physical game, but it's nowhere near as physical as either one of those sports. So you could still kind of take the physicality out of it and still have a really good game. But to football.
Right, yeah.
yeah. Let's start with what happened a few weeks ago. Josh McDaniels backs out of the Colts job. What did you think of all of this?
Andrew Luck. Let me start off. I'm actually not even going to start where I was about to start. I'm going to go. somebody has to know something about Andrew Luck. Somebody told Josh McDaniels, or Josh McDaniels had the feeling that Andrew Luck wasn't going to recover, because why would you back out of that job when you have Andrew Luck, in my opinion? Because you have a good quarterback. Or the other reason is because I heard that Bob Kraft, whatever you want to call him, went to Josh McDaniels and talked him back into New England. So maybe eventually, if Bill Belichick leaves, maybe Josh McDaniels thinks he's going to get a chance at that New England job within the next year or two, still has Tom Brady and can win a Super Bowl as a head coach himself in New England.
That's where I lean towards. Like, I know that there's a lot of skepticism around Luck, and even if Josh McDaniels would have taken the job, I'm still not convinced Andrew Luck will return to his previous form until I see it on the field. But I think it was more likely that Rob Kraft basically just took Josh McDaniels in, and the reports have said it's not really if he did it. This happened. We don't know what was said, but my guess is what was said was he and Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick into a room and said, one, I don't, and this was very interesting because Ian Rappaport tweeted out something about this a little bit after it happened, about a league source texting him and saying, Rob Kraft did this mainly because it was Indianapolis, because he hates those guys for Deflategate. Apparently, like, there is a major grudge between Robert Kraft and the Colts organization, which I, like, that had totally kind of slipped my mind up until this point, that he'd be really pissed about the whole Deflategate thing still. But I mean, that's obviously a good point.
Yeah, well, I understand it. Well, I mean, I don't think you don't want the offensive coordinator that has won you several championships, or with Tom Brady. You don't want the guy combined with Tom Brady, one of the main pieces, going to the team that just pretty much called you out for Deflategate. I mean, I understand where Bob Kraft is coming from as far as that goes, but at a certain point, you have to let things go. That happened 3 years ago. Two years ago. I mean, come on, you just gotta let it go at some point. And I think this was the time, but apparently it wasn't for Bob Kraft. And maybe he thought, well, Josh McDaniels with Andrew Luck in New England, in Indianapolis, could be enough to defeat him and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
I
don't think that's likely, but it's possible.
I kind of think that's very likely, to be honest. I think he probably saw the caliber of coach Josh McDaniels was. Obviously, he does. He's hired him forever. And he said, you know, I don't want to be competing against this in my own conference, because I think he can turn Indianapolis around and into not a dynasty, but a championship team.
Eventually, yeah, I think. And if Andrew Luck's healthy, I think that would have been possible. Shore up that offensive line, because that offensive line hasn't been very good. It's the reason why Andrew Luck's still out, because that offensive line was not very good when Andrew Luck was under it.
Yeah, I was going to save this for the Indy podcast, but I will mention, just to your point about the Indy defense, yes, I know it was bad when Andrew Luck was there, and yes, I know it wasn't great last year, but most of the guys on that team were rookies. I think they're going to develop, and I think even if they don't add a piece, they're going to be fine there next year, because I think they're going to – Frank Reich's brought in the guys. That is something interesting. Josh McDaniels started hiring coaches – and then backed out. So Frank Reich, the former Eagles offensive coordinator who took the job, has a bunch of guys he didn't hire underneath him. But you assume the guys that McDaniels brought in will work with the offensive line, all right? But that's for another that's another point. Let me ask you this: mm-hmm. What do you think about the hiring of Frank Reich?
To me, part of this is because Philly won the Super Bowl. I mean, really, it doesn't magically. I think too many guys get too much credit when for a Super Bowl win because we would have never. I don't care what happens. We would have never been talking about him going being a head coach if Philadelphia had not won a Super Bowl. I just don't believe it. I don't. That's my thing. I think it could be successful. I think there's still going to be a bad team next season, especially if it's going to come down to Andrew Luck. Let's be honest. That's what everything's going to come down to. If they're going to be a mediocre team or a bad team, that's what matters.
I think if they added the right defensive pieces, and I know this is going to sound like a bold take, but I think if they add the right defensive pieces, I'm not saying they're a playoff team, but they could be an 8-9 win team. Because if you look at the schedule they played, if their defense hadn't given up a bunch of fourth quarter leagues, they would have been like 7-9.
Right. Well, then again, you had to remember the head coach. We never believed him, really. But as far it just, like I said, it really kind of irks me that we were, okay. Look at it. We weren't even talking about Frank Reich as a head coach right. candidate. We weren't.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's a head coach because he won a...
We should be glad that we're not determining who gets hired and fired in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because... inside NFL circles, Reich is actually held pretty high, and I'm kind of with you. I'm not sure he's going to be great, but I mean, here's what I believe in. I believe in the fact that from his rookie year, in which Carson Wentz was, tell me if you agree with these things, in his rookie year, Carson Wentz was at times a detriment to his offense, had an awful throwing motion, and just didn't really understand anything about the offense. Would you agree on those three things?
Yeah.
In his rookie year.
Yeah, in his rookie year.
That's a guy, he was able to flip Carson Wentz in 1 year into the MVP. And that's where I see his coaching credibility. Like, yes, you could say it's because he won the Super Bowl or whatever, but he turned Nick Foles into an MVP caliber quarterback for like 3 games, and he turned Carson Wentz into an MVP after a terrible rookie year. Like, there has to be, you have to give him some credit for that, Chris.
Oh yeah, I'll give him some credit, but I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve the job. I'm just saying that I think that's why he got the job. He could very well deserve the job. You got to give them a chance. If they saw potential, they saw him turn around Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. We know what Nick Foles was, and he for 3 games at least turned him into a Super Bowl champion. And Carson Wentz, I thought he was very well on his way to a Super Bowl champion if he would have kept on trucking and didn't get injured. So like I said, you got to give him credit, but. That's the only thing that bothers me. But all in all, I think they'll still be a mediocre team, I think. I don't think they'll go above 500, I think, which we got a long time before we make preseason predictions. But I think they're a mediocre team.
I would just say my last point on this. Mm-hmm. Their GM, Chris Ballard, handled this extremely well. He didn't go out mudslinging. He went out, he... realized the problem. He said once Josh started backing out, we didn't want him anymore. He basically told everyone the truth, and he went out as fast as he could, and he found the best available guy on the market. So you have to commend him.
Yeah.
as a young second-year GM. That's some good talent. Moving on. Something really quick here. Two quicker things to round out the episode, actually. Jimmy G got a 5-year deal, $137.5 million. I'll start. I know what I say about Jimmy G being the potential
Tom Brady.
Next Tom Brady, and I still stand by that. But even if I didn't believe that, I still think he deserves this contract because I think it's a smart contract because very rarely does a franchise quarterback fall into your hands for a second round pick. And the fact that they were able to, he's shown us enough that whether you agree with him being the greatest or not, I think that you and I both agree he's a franchise quarterback, and I think you don't think he's a franchise quarterback.
I'm not saying he's a franchise.
I like the deal, and I know it looks like a lot now, but I think Kirk Cousins is gonna make so much more than that. Like, you gotta, and I'd argue that Jimmy G's a better QB than Kirk Cousins, but
I think
you know.
It's possible, yeah. Well, first off, let me correct you, because you think, according to a few weeks ago, you thought Jimmy Garoppolo would be better than Tom Brady. You thought he would have as many, if not more, Super Bowl championships than Tom Brady. So you thought he'd be better than Tom Brady. I'm just saying no way in hell. I'm just saying that because it's going to take a lot to overcome Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady won.
Whenever we talk about Jimmy G, this can't come up. We get
it. Yes, we can.
You don't agree.
Because you already brought it up.
I know. Can we talk about the contract?
I just wanted to correct you. Now back to the contract. Now we can get to the contract since you wanted to move on from something you were wrong about. Okay.
How do you know I'm wrong yet, by the way?
Because you're gonna be wrong about that because Tom Brady's a once in a generation player.
Let's talk in 15 years. We'll see.
Yeah, we got a long time before that comes. But the contract, I would have gave it another year. However, he did win you 7 games. He was 7-0 as a starter. You kind of have to give him that contract because I think Jimmy G would have been walking away if he wasn't getting 5 years. He was walking away, and you can't blame him. So I think in the end this will work out very well. I think in this 5 years, if he stays the whole 5 years, I think they'll win a Super Bowl. I really do. I think he's that good. He's shown that he's that good. He played under that team last year, which wasn't that great. It wasn't very good, and won them 7 games and turned them into something that wasn't a joke, that was going to possibly win 2 games at most at the end of the season. And he turned them around to a 7-9 team. I mean, what can you say? I mean, he did a fantastic job last year under that team, and he deserved that contract, I think, based off of that, because in San Francisco, that's the only team I think if anybody else, this is tough because I think it would have been crazy for anybody else to pay him, but if you're San Francisco, you've got Kyle Shanahan. Look at what Kyle Shanahan did. He basically turned Matt Ryan a few years ago into basically a Super Bowl champion. Couple plays away from a Super Bowl champion, that is. So I think this will work out very well. Like I said, I think they'll win a Super Bowl if he stays the full 5 years. Could win one within the next 3 years. I think it's possible.
All right. Moving on to our last topic here.
Do we want to continue the debate of Jimmy Garoppolo versus Tom Brady?
No, I still stand by what I said. I think at some point in his career, he will be considered a better QB than Tom Brady. You can disagree, but that's just what I believe, and I'll stick by that. Okay.
For now.
Moving on.
Until 6 games in the next season.
AJ McCarron won some kind of, I don't know the legality of it, but he's going to be a free agent. My question for you is, everyone's really hyping him up, but I don't know. How good is AJ McCarron?
Don't know. I haven't seen him play enough. I think he might have some potential. We saw him in Cincinnati. I'm not a buyer. I haven't seen him play enough games yet to know anything. I don't know why people are hyping him up. I know what you said, that you read where somebody said AJ McCarron is better than most quarterbacks in the league.
The best option for somebody said AJ McCarron is the second best option for the Browns after Kirk Cousins, which is a total lie. You could do so much better with a Case Keenum, with a Sam Bradford, with a Teddy Bridgewater, with these guys, those three guys, any one of them that will hit free agency. I'd argue that Josh Rosen's better than AJ McCarron. Someone's going to overpay him way too much, and I'm just going to say right now, I think it's going to be the Browns. The Browns are just going to screw this up. They're going to, because Hugh Jackson loves AJ McCarron so much, and that I know that trade got like botched or whatever thing, but they were giving up way too much for AJ McCarron, and Sashi Brown knew it, and they fired him because what does he know? I mean, he only created your defense. It really kind of ticks me off that people, that Browns fans in particular, see AJ McCarron as an answer, because he's not. He's not even a bridge quarterback.
Well, I do agree with you. I think he'll go to the Browns. The Browns wanted him last season. They want him so much they'd give up a second-round draft pick and a player. I think that's utterly ridiculous, by the way, when you've only seen him play 5 games. But I do see them signing him, and they'll probably sign him to a big contract. It won't be a $100 million contract, nothing like that, but it'll be a good sized contract that he doesn't deserve. Kinda like what they did with Brian Hoyer. They overpaid him like crazy and they basically kicked him off team. Brian Hoyer. They'll do the same thing again, I believe at least.
More recent, what the Houston Texans did with Brock Osweiler.
I'll bet Brock Osweiler, excuse me.
But the Browns didn't sign him, by the way.
Who did the Browns sign? That I can't remember. Oh my gosh.
They've had so many bad contracts. It's hard to keep track.
There's way too many. I mean, seriously. I mean, end up with this. AJ McCarron will be another bad one, unless they sign out under $50 million, which the Browns aren't known for doing that for quarterbacks. They're so desperate for a quarterback that they might be willing to give AJ McCarron $100 million, but I think it would be stupid.
Yep, and we're gonna wrap up here. We're gonna try to keep you guys to an under 31-minute show. So, one quick thing to watch for in free agency, Chris, just in case we don't get you on the free agency podcast.
Well,
obviously you'll be on a free agency podcast, maybe not the preview.
Yeah, we'll see which one I'm on. Well, like I said, I haven't really been keeping up with a lot of it. Of course, I think the biggest one. He caught me off guard. Oh, gosh. Let's move on from this.
Oh, all right. Well, just use the easiest one. Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah, you could use Kirk Cousins. Like that. I couldn't. Right now, it's like a cloud right now. Kirk Cousins would be a good one. I think it'll be interesting to see where he goes for sure. You got the Browns, the Broncos. There's so many places that are up in the air right now that he could go to.
Yep, definitely something interesting to watch. And hopefully we'll have a podcast out by the end of the long President's Day weekend about that. But until then, thanks for tuning in. Just an FYI, we are still doing these shows, and we kind of have our schedule sort of mapped out, but you know, that's likely to change. But we are planning currently on, from pretty much here on out, it's about a show a week all the way up till mid, really after the NBA finals. Yeah. April, we're going to switch more to NBA stuff. March, of course, we're going to talk a lot about March Madness. But until then, I mean, we have the preview this week, and then next week we'll come back and Tristan's going to come on, and we're going to, like, in a, not next week, but the week after, like, pretty soon the Combine's going to be right here, and that's a big news time in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's going to be a good time. We got, like you said, we got March Madness, all kinds of stuff, which I will be on for, I would like to be on for most March Madness shows. That's the plan, at least. Even if I miss, even if I miss,
you're bored.
Even if I miss the preview.
You're just moving right now.
Yeah, I'm moving right now. I'll be kind of in the, after that, I'll be freed up a little more. I might miss the preview show, but we got NBA and all that stuff, all that fun stuff coming up. It's gonna be exciting times. Even we thought after the NFL season that it was over. It's not over. We're not done. We're never done.
All right.
All right.
Jesus. All right. Well, we're over 31 minutes, so you can sue us. But we'll follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod, at CCastain.
Don't even. We're not even gonna talk about my Twitter name. It'll probably change some point.
Yeah, it'll change. Yeah. All right. You follow me on at Eric18Utah if you want. I'll tweet out Chris's Twitter name at least once. Probably.
Yeah, we'll.
All right. This is getting out of hand. Let's get out of here, Chris. Peace out, guys.
See you later.